You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Occupational therapist Kaylin Rogers recently started a new nonprofit. It's called Upward Inertia. That's where she usually spends her days when she's not doing that. She's in prison, literally. She teaches inmates yoga. She gets to leave prison after traveling in other countries for a year and a half studying yoga and meditation. She came to Boise and wondered how to share those skills. And that led her to ISCI, that is the Idaho State Correctional Institution at the state's prison campus south of Boise. With me today is occupational therapist Kaylin Rogers and deputy warden Randy Valley from the Idaho State Correctional Institution. Welcome to you both.
Hello. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for being here. Kaylin, tell us your story. You were studying yoga around the world, no less.
So I started studying yoga probably about 12 years ago now. As a personal practice, and it just immediately had a huge impact on me. And I knew I wanted to do something with it, but initially wasn't exactly sure what that looked like. And I went to school, I became an occupational therapist, worked for a couple of years, and decided there was a bit more to it for me. So I spent a year and a half traveling around Asia, and while I was there, I studied yoga, I studied various forms of massage, Ayurveda, which is Indian medicine that's very closely linked to yoga, and just tried to absorb as much as I could. And it was an incredible experience, but one that was a bit open-ended and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with that knowledge. And then about a year ago, I reached out to a couple of the chaplains at the prisons and got an immediate response from Brian Shipley at ISCI. And we were able to set up a class right away and I was able to get into the prison system. I've been offering a class once a week for 2 hours for almost a year now, and it's been...
Can I pause you for a second, though? I don't think it's natural for a lot of people to just say, oh, wow, I'd like to bring this to the prison.
Probably not.
But what event or series of events? Most of us have known someone who has been behind bars or know someone who works at a prison facility. I mean, what was your motivation here?
I wish I had a great story about why. I have not had many ties to the prison
But connect
system.
The dots here for us.
I just feel like yoga is such a beneficial movement form, art form, for everybody. And there are so many populations that just don't have access to it. So when I was thinking about who I could best serve, you know, I was thinking homeless, mentally ill, domestic violence victims. And the more that I went down this path, the more I realized that all of those populations are found within the prison system and that these are people that really just aren't getting served. I think we tend to distance ourselves from that population and just kind of forget that they're there. And all of the people that I've met while I've been volunteering there have been incredibly open to learning. They want to improve themselves. They want to get out and be successful in the world.
So from those first conversations, you said you reached out to a couple of chaplains, I think mm-hmm. you said. Was that receptive?
Mm-hmm.
Was like, hey, let's advance this conversation?
Yeah. So within 24 hours of my email, I got a response from Brian Shipley. And he was just like, yes, let's have you here. At that point, there were a couple inmates who were interested in trying to start a yoga program, and they needed somebody from the outside. So what ended up happening is the timing was just perfect. I was able to come in within a couple weeks of that email, start that class, and I have...
And this was in 2018?
Yes, in July of 2018 I started.
Randy, you know, there's a novelty to this, but there's much more to this, yes? I mean, there's really a significant benefit here.
Absolutely. You know, finding volunteerism and people that are willing to come out is absolutely crucial to what we do, and they provide services that we just can't. And so when Brian Shipley hit me up and said, hey, I've got this gal, she wants to come out, I'd like you to meet her, we're going to give her a tour, and she's interested in providing yoga classes, I'm like, hey, that's cool. Like, that's not something we do today. And I guarantee there will be a huge group of our gentlemen that would love to attend it. And so
it's for the men.
It's for the men.
Yes.
Medium custody, secure facility.
Yep.
About 1,450 inmates. And so so she came out. We gave her a tour. She was super excited. We bought some basic equipment and got her set up originally in the chapel, a smaller room, and we had I think 10 guys that were attending. And And man, it like there was a wait list the minute we got started.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. I mean, right from the get-go, talk to me about your level of confidence. It's had you ever been in a prison before? Have you ever visited? Have you ever done services?
I had not. When I went to meet with Deputy Warden Valley and Shipley, they gave me a tour. I got to see the whole facility.
But it's more than a tour. I mean, it's really an understanding of rules and just, you know, how we communicate. Verbally and non-verbally?
Mm-hmm. They did a really great job of showing me the facility, explaining how things are run there. And, of course, this is very different than, say, the hospital where I was working full-time at that point. There's a lot of rules and a lot of regulations, and just being able to provide the service, there's certainly things I have to consider. But I think from the very beginning, it felt very safe to me. I felt very supported both from the staff and from the students in my class. I think it's been an overwhelmingly positive experience.
How often?
I go 2 hours a week right now.
On the same day?
Every Friday.
Every Friday. Excellent. We're speaking with occupational therapist Kaylin Rogers and Deputy Warden Randy Bailey from the Idaho State Correctional Institution about yoga in prison, and we'd like to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Randy, how does an inmate qualify? Because I'm guessing you do have to qualify if indeed there's a waiting list.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wait list, and so we put them through a screening. Guys apply. They send a request in to our chaplain. The chaplain reviews the request. They check their disciplinary history and that sort of thing. And we want guys to be 6 months without any disciplinary action. A huge segment of my population qualifies, truly. Many, many more than what we could actually fit into the class as it is. And so.
And about how many in the class?
It's grown. Originally, it was just 10, and we had her in the chapel because I had a security officer, and it was kind of the most convenient place for us to start. Since then, we've moved her to our education center, much because her hours changed, and she was able to come in when that staff member's available. And so she comes in and teaches. You've got over 20 now, I believe.
I think it's generally about 25.
But paint me a word picture here. I mean, yoga mats, and can the offenders have particular garb, or do they have to wear their traditional?
They have rec clothes. They come in generally gym clothes and a gym shirt. You know, they've got music players and things like that, much like you would see at another gym. So they come in prepared. We bought yoga mats. We bought yoga blocks. Those type things. To support the program, and it's worked.
How long can someone stay in the program? Is it open-ended?
Yeah, for as long as they want. One of the things that's really important to me is to have continuity and to have them be able to continue and grow. This is a practice. They're never going to be perfect at it. But I really want them to be able to attend for as long as they feel engaged and feel it's benefiting them. I have about 5 who have been with me since the very beginning. A few of them just recently got released, so I'm really excited to see how they're using what we talked about in the outside world. But a few of them have come for the entire time I've been there. Some of them have started more recently and have started bringing their friends.
I'm going to ask what I'm certain a number of people are thinking right now. How safe do you feel?
I feel very safe. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that media tells us is that everyone who's in prison is this terrible human, and that's not the situation that I've seen at all. I think many of them have made poor choices and have been raised in maybe not a great situation, have bad habits. But I think at the core, most people are generally good people, and I have only seen that side of everyone that's been in my class.
And because it's minimum security, Randy, can you speak to this about this transition? I mean, Kaylin just talked about some gentlemen who are no longer there, and she's hoping that they extend this, and just the healthiness of this.
Well, so over the last couple of weeks, I go down and walk the education center fairly regularly, and I've had kind of an outpouring. A lot of them have sought me out over the last couple of weeks to talk about how much they appreciate what Kaylin's bringing to them and what it means to them. They actually wrote some testimonials and some different things just talking about what it means for them. And what I'm really hearing, which is kind of fascinating, is many of them signed up for the yoga class expecting a physical gain, you know, a physical, mm-hmm. hey, this is something that I don't do today. I'm physically working out, I'm lifting weights, I'm doing these things. Yoga might be a nice complement to that. And what they're finding, that's been very consistent with the guys I talked, and they use a lot the same word. Most of them use the same word over and over. It's very mindful. They're much more aware of their emotions, how they're responding to their environment. They're recognizing that, which ties really well into and they're drawing that the link between them between the treatment programs that we provide. And so her teachings have really lined up very well with what we're teaching there. They just do it in a little bit different way, and then she adds in the exercise and the motion with it. And they are raving about it. And the majority of what they've spoken about is the meditation and the mindfulness much more than the physical aspect of yoga.
So can I assume, and you must know this, do they practice during the week on their own?
They do. A couple of them run together during the week, and so they've made it a practice to do some mindfulness, some meditation, some stretching, either before or after their runs. There's been a couple weeks where I've been out of town, and they've held the class themselves, and I'll give them some notes or whatnot, and wow. they will continue to do it.
How long are the classes?
2 hours.
2 hours?
So it's not a traditional yoga class.
Wow.
For anyone who's been to a yoga class at a studio in town, you probably think, wow, that's a lot of movement. But the way my classes are designed, the first 30 to 60 minutes are discussion, and we talk about everything from...
And you facilitate that
mm-hmm.
completely?
Yes. So we talk about everything from the difference in responding versus reacting to nonviolent communication, to interoception, which is the understanding of your own body and what's happening with it. And that can be anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes. I encourage everyone to participate. I've seen a lot of people really come out of their shells and be a bit more vulnerable, a bit more open. I try to create a container space so they feel like they have that. And a lot of them have become very good friends, so they feel comfortable doing that. And then after that, we'll do some meditation, some visualization, breathing. And then truthfully, movement is probably less than a quarter of what we do.
But it's so impressive. And this is your volunteerism. This is your dedication to this.
Yeah, it's... The more that I've done it, the more I've become increasingly passionate about it. It's not that I was ever not passionate about it, but every week I leave and just feel so motivated to continue to offer this. I think they are so grateful and they're eating it up. There's just so much buy-in. And knowing that I have the skill that I can give that to other people is incredibly inspiring for me to just want to continue to do that.
Excellent. We've been speaking with occupational therapist Kaylin Rogers and Deputy Warden Randy Bailey from the Idaho State Correctional Institution about yoga in prison. Thank you to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Up next, we learn about the women who traveled the Oregon Trail on a Thursday. It's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.